I love sleep and I love sleeping in too. But boy, was my world rocked when my first son was born. I had no idea what sleep deprivation was until I was in it. And boy, did I not know how everything we do impacts sleep. I had no idea the loving lessons I'd be learning along the way and discovering how everything is learnable. That's what we're going to talk about and dive into in today's podcast. In our most sleep-deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Googe, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents on how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Loving Lessons Learned podcast. I'm so excited you're here and joining me. And if we haven't met, I wanted to go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Irene, and I'm your host and sleep coach here. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and listen in. And I hope that you'll take a moment to like and subscribe so you can be a part of the Loving Lessons Learned community. I'm super excited to see where this goes. This has been on my heart for a very long time, and it is finally coming to fruition. And really, it's about the journey of becoming a calm, confident, and rested parent. And if you are tuning in, you're like, well, I'm none of those things. Perfect, because that's how it all began. I could have named this podcast Chaos, Stress, Anxiety, and Sleep Deprivation, because that's what it was about when I first started as a parent, and I was just surviving. And so it has been quite a journey to get to a place where I've learned a lot of tips and tricks along the way of becoming calm and confident and rested. When I had littles, and now I have teenagers and still continuing to work on that just to become the person that God has made me to be. And so in this podcast today, I want to share three ideas about learning and sleep coaching and how it impacts how we live and how we love and how everything is learnable. And when I say learnable, I mean that like you and I can learn something and our child can learn something. And you know what? We are all very capable. Everything is learnable. We are able to learn. And so everything is learnable was just like a quick catchphrase. I love mantras. And that's one of the little mantras that sometimes I like, this is learnable. I can do this. I come up with those things because it helps me along the way. It helps me in my journey. So I hope it will help you too. And so we're going to talk about how learning happens little by little. Learning is a process, and learning is integrated, complex, and seasonal. So I want to start at the beginning of my parenting journey. So Connor was born in 2006. I was actually teaching sixth grade at the time, and my husband had some health concerns going on at the time. So we were in a really tough and rough patch of life. And we had this newborn, and we were not sleeping. Nobody was sleeping, but he was so, so cute. And so that was one of the greatest things that kind of helped us get along through that journey because, you know, he was really adorable, but we were very sleep deprived and everybody was a little bit extra cranky. And then in 2008, my son Bailey was born. And that is actually when I retired from teaching to step into doing childcare in my home. And this would actually be the first time I would actually read like books, blogs. I would watch webinars, which used to be like the podcast of the day. And I was starting to learn about parenting because you know what? The time between when Connor was born and Bailey was born, I was like, I don't know what I don't know. And so I was like Googling things and trying to figure things out. But it was January of 2009. That was my first week having my kiddos in my home daycare. And I remember laying down the one little boy. He went down his pack and play. Beautiful. Sleeping. Then the little girl took her, put her down in the pack and play. Beautiful. Sleeping. And then there was me. Then I had my two sons, and I am, if you can picture, a room with a race car bed, and I'm sitting there trying to like calm my preschooler down, and I'm rocking a newborn and like sweating, all kinds of sweat going on. And it was just awful. And I was like, how did Amy and Susan do this? And Amy and Susan were the in-home childcare providers for my youngest son. And I was like, they made it look so easy. Like, how did they do this? Like, how did they get anything done? I mean, they were doing these fabulous crafts and all this. And I was like, there's no way. I was like, I don't understand. And that was like a really hard beginning. And I was like, I guess I have to retire from this gig too, because I have no idea what I'm doing. And one of my daycare moms, she said, here, I want to give you this book, and I think it might help you. And so that was the first time I was introduced to Kim West, the sleep lady, and her book, Good Night, Sleep Tight. And so I literally devoured that book. And by the end of the week, Bailey was my rock star sleeper. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. So it was really cool, really awesome, because I was like, oh, I understand how she got him to sleep and this one's sleeping. This is really great. Meanwhile, in the background, I have a preschooler who is still not sleeping, and I was spending all my nap times rubbing the back, doing all the things, still not sleeping. So started doing the daycare and was like, I could do this. Like, it became enjoyable. And like, I was like, this is possible, I think. And so that was the journey. And my brother passed away tragically in 2010. And this was actually a very pivotal moment. And I do remember him in this journey of loving lessons, because that's actually really when it was born. Because right at that same time as he passed away, Kim was opening the doors for her gentle sleep coaching program. And she was training the first 50 to become gentle sleep coaches. And I thought, why not? Like, you only live once. And I had no idea like what I was getting into, what this was going to be about, but I was really intrigued because I was listening, watching all these webinars and parenting blogs and trying to figure all of this out. And along the way, I was kind of learning and implementing, and it was just kind of weird because it was working out, but I didn't understand why it was working out. And so Loving Lessons was then born in 2011. And I chose the name Loving Lessons because I was like, well, I'm a school teacher and I teach lessons, and that's what I do. I make lesson plans. And so that's kind of how that came about. And it was really learning about love and life through sleep coaching, and figuring out that everything is learnable at that time. And so if you take a look at my little logo, it is that purple house. And when I told my best friend's husband, I was like, so here's my vision for it. My family was in construction, so it was like, I need to have a house, because that was part of like who my family was. And I was like, well, we build a house and you have to lay a foundation. And that foundation was representative for me, thinking about like the newborn, infant, toddler, and preschool years. And the walls of the house were those elementary school years where you're venturing off and you have outside influences coming in. And then you have the rooftop. And I was like, I needed to be angled because it's like a slippery slope, because now they're teenagers, and I was scared of teenagers, and I still am a little bit scared of teenagers, even though I have two right now. But it was that slippery slope of the house. And then the chimney, I was like, well, that's college and beyond. And then you'll notice the little Z's outside the chimney. And I was like, because then you'll have figured it out and you'll have mastered parenting. And that was kind of the vision I had behind the logo. And then I was like, and then I need Loving Lessons to be curved underneath, because it's like the mattress, like the house is resting on the mattress. And so I've never shared that story with anyone, because I thought, well, that's crazy. But that was really what I was learning and understanding in my training with Kim. Like there were so many things, like sleep was so complex. Like there were so many things to know and understand. Because here I thought, well, I'm just going to learn about sleep and I'm learning about feeding. I'm learning about family patterns and systems. And then I'm learning about reflux and postpartum depression and anxiety. And I was like, oh, like I had no idea all of this was involved with sleep. The other thing that was an aha moment years later, like I just like the color purple and I thought that was pretty cool. But years later, I came to realize that it actually had another meaning because it's actually, you know, one parent is coming from maybe the red house and another parent is coming from the blue house. And I'm not talking about political parties. I'm talking about the things that we learn about eating, play, sleep, like what we think and what we believe about it, the things that we value, our core values, maybe our priorities, and the habits and patterns and systems we learn. So like this parent from the blue house is coming together with this parent in the red house, and we're making this purple house. This is our house together. This is what we do in our house. And I started to see and understand like, oh, there's a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of miscommunications, a lot of things that we didn't know we needed to like understand and work through. And so that's kind of how the little purple house came to be. And so that was kind of the vision. I was like, okay, I'll try the sleep coaching thing because, you know, at that time I was like, well, I'm not going to go back into the classroom at this point, but I do want to do something where I'm still teaching. And I was doing the home daycare and was like, yep, this is great. And so, you know, there were three big takeaways. Like I said, I was learning with these children is that learning happens little by little. And especially when it comes to sleep habits, change happens little by little and over time. And this is a skill that develops and changes as we practice. And I had no idea. I had no idea. I thought like everybody just knew how to sleep, but I didn't know like sleep is actually a learned skill and you either know how to sleep or you don't. And I didn't realize actually at that time, I was a terrible sleeper and I didn't even know that. And I will share my sleep story with you in future episodes because that wasn't until 2014 when I figured out how to have good sleep manners. But this was kind of where I was becoming equipped with like tools I needed to be calm, to be confident in my parenting. You know, it just didn't happen overnight. There was a lot of things in the way I grew up that were barriers that were holding me back from being able to be a gentle parent. Because I would read these blog posts. I would learn about attachment parenting, be like, yes, that is the parent I want to be. And then I would show up with these children. I was like, yeah, that's not happening. Like, I don't know how to do that. And so that's where I started discovering, well, this learning happens little by little. And, you know, especially the biggest takeaway for me was like recognizing that sleep develops over time. And so newborn sleep, especially during those first 6 months, is very different than sleep 6 months and beyond, because it's not until somewhere between that fourth and fifth month where our children's little circadian rhythm is developing. And so, you know, I encourage parents of newborns, if you have a newborn, just know there's no bad habits you create right now that can't easily be undone because everything is learnable. And whenever you're ready to make that change, it can happen. You just have to be ready for it. So that is one of the exciting things, that learning happens little by little and everything is learnable. The second thing I want to share is that learning is a process. You know, a lot of times when people reach out to me, they're like, you are a sleep coach. You're going to tell us what to do and we're going to just do it. Like, give me this product. But I want to share with you that learning is not really the product that we're working towards. It is a process. And when the learning process unfolds, it needs time, practice, and space. And in that process, not only is our child learning and growing, but we are learning and growing as parents too. And this is where I find that a lot of times we're developing the character in who we are and who we are becoming, you know, and this is where I started to realize like, I'm just not that calm. And I'm really not that confident in what I'm doing. And so I also started to realize like, actually what we do matters more than what we say. And so it was really an interesting journey in understanding that learning is this unfolding process. And it unfolds and children can learn to go to sleep. And actually children do go to sleep. But sometimes they fall asleep in ways that maybe are not so sustainable for the long run. And we're going to talk a lot about that in our upcoming episodes. But I also want to recognize that a lot of times too in this learning process, sleep would be the first boundary that we start to set with our little ones. And we didn't even realize we maybe needed to set a boundary. And so I'm going to dive into that in a future episode where we're going to unpack what that means. But learning is a process and we can do that with our child together. And that is what has been really fun and exciting to watch all the families that I've worked with. And the last point that I would say about learning is that learning is integrated, complex, and seasonal. And, you know, one of the big takeaways that I had when I was doing my training with Kim was recognizing that not only is it about sleep, it's also about how we eat, how we play, how we're moving our body, these natural rhythms that come about. And there is that nutritional component. How are we eating? Biologically, where is our body? Like, what can we do? Like, what is the expectation for this child at this age? And I think knowing our child's age and stage and what is developmentally appropriate is really important and helpful to understand. A lot of times when I'm working with families, I'm really tapping into where's your child's brain development. I think that's really key and crucial when you're making sleep decisions. And, you know, the other thing that we're going to take into consideration is like looking at how our child is developing, what skills are they working and learning, as well as behavioral things that are taking place. What are we doing as parents? What is our child doing as well? So I think that the biggest takeaway here with like learning is integrated and complex is that, you know, it really is a lot about how we are thinking. What is our mindset? How are we thinking and feeling about food, activity, our work, moving our bodies, and how that sleep is impacting our behaviors. And, you know, one of the things that I really started to recognize is that like when we eat well, when we get active, we rest peacefully, we are working towards a healthy lifestyle. And that's always the goal and the outcome when I'm working with families. Let's get healthy. And the other piece of that is let's learn to do less work and show up and be more for our little ones. And that is part of that learning journey. We're learning to see how everything is integrated. It's not just about sleep. It's about all the things that are happening throughout the day. Because a lot of times parents, when I meet with them in a sleep coaching session, they're surprised that we're talking about like, well, what is this time of day like? Let's look at how the start of the day begins. Because I think all of that matters because it all builds up to that bedtime. It all builds up to how we let go and rest and trust that we can sleep at night. And so there's just so many things to cover. And the goal of this podcast is to really share some sleep education, share some different perspectives about sleep coaching to make it manageable and sustainable for you in your home. Because I want you to become a calm, confident, and rested parent in all that you do. And, you know, so I was trained and certified as a gentle sleep coach. Just a few years ago, I got trained as a postpartum doula and an infant feeding specialist because, again, I was seeing how all of this works together. And the other thing to know, too, is that it's seasonal. Our learning is seasonal because with our child and as they're growing and developing, we're growing and developing with them. And it's going to look different in every season. And what we need to do, it's like this dance and it's this push-pull that we're going through. And so we're going to talk a lot about that because I think that's the part that's kind of fun and exciting about parenting. And for some parents, it's really hard because we don't know what we don't know. And that was so true for me with my first. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea of his sleep cues, his learning style, understanding his personality, and how all that was impacting our sleep. So that is my goal and my hope for you as we dive in here on the podcast. So yeah, these are some of the learning ideas that had come about, you know, learning that it happens little by little, and that learning is a process, and that learning is integrated, complex, and seasonal. You know, and, you know, just as we're getting to know each other, you know, a few things that you might want to know about me as we get started is that I love Jesus. I love reading. I love listening to books and podcasts about habits, brain development, and parenting. Like that, those are the things I kind of geek out on. But my true passion is really helping support parents. And I want parents to be able to share the gifts that they have with their family and the world, especially moms. That's my bias. I've just got to tell you, I love moms. I'm a mom. I love moms. I get moms. And I love moms also in business. That's like one of my favorite things. So, and I love hearing other people's stories. And that's one of the things too, like, as we're learning and growing, we see how complex there's so many elements to our stories, our beginnings, our journeys. How did things go and how did they come about? And how did we get to this place of sleep deprivation? And that's one of the beautiful things that we will unfold as we go along. And so if this is your first time meeting me, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if we've met before, I just want to share with you, like, many of the things we're going to talk about is more on parenting, more on all things sleep. And we'll do some things about these topics one-on-one together. And I will also have guests, special guests that will come and we can all learn and grow together. Again, one of my favorite things is to hear stories from others because there's so much value. We all have a story to share, and everything that has been placed in our path is there for a purpose. But sometimes we don't realize that. Sometimes we also don't realize that in these sleep deprived moments, we are learning and growing, and we are figuring out exactly what we need. And so I'm super excited for that to come to fruition for you so you can see what it was that you needed to learn. Because I'm going to share with you all the loving lessons I've been learning along the way, because I had no idea what I was in for. So I hope that this episode helps you understand just a little bit more about me and what Loving Lessons Sleep Coaching is all about. I hope you kind of see the big picture where and how everything is learnable and how sleep coaching is going to impact how we live and how we love those all around us. You know, and I just want you to remember that learning happens little by little, and learning is a process, and learning is integrated, complex, and seasonal. So we're going to dive into this and many, many more topics into more details in the future. So I hope that you will like and subscribe to the podcast so we can learn and grow together. We are going to celebrate parenting along the way. Lots of cool things coming up. So let's get connected. And if you have any questions about sleep or concerns, message me. So thank you so much for being here. Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.